This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Leaders of 18 higher education institutions wrote Governor Polis earlier this month to request that faculty and staff who work directly with students move up on the vaccination list. CPR's Paulo Schultzera has more.
Presidents, chancellors, and executives were among the co-signers. The letter said higher education workers teaching on campus should get similar prioritization as K-12 teachers, who the state moved up to make in-person learning safer. Leaders also requested a meeting with Polis, which was not granted. Currently, higher education workers who don't qualify under other parameters will be eligible for vaccination alongside the general public this summer. I'm Paulo Schultzera, CPR News.
A person identifying himself as a Denver police sergeant has asked a judge to release a Colorado man accused of assaulting police during the riot at the U.S. Capitol. The author of the letter in support of Jeffrey Sable has been redacted. The writer is described as a decorated 23-year veteran of the Denver Police Department. Police officials say they are, quote, extremely disappointed that the officer submitted a letter to help someone accused of attacking other law enforcement officers. The Rockies will welcome fans back in person on baseball's opening day, April 1st. The club says the state has approved up to 12,500 fans to watch games in person. That's 25% of capacity at Coors Field. 37 in Denver, it's 40 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR and KRCC.